Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John, we finished chapter 4. Listen as we start the 5th chapter today.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we start the very last chapter of the book of 1 John. We'll be in 1 John chapter 5, and I am looking forward to this great chapter of the Bible. Many great doctrines, many great things in it. Oh, I hope you'll have pencil and paper ready to take notes. And I also hope that you will take down our mailing address or our website through which you can email us. And if you will do that, oh, that would be great, because we love hearing from our listeners. As many of you know, we just finished our 2018 question and answer period in the month of December. And we take those questions that we get throughout the year. We try to send you an answer. And then we select various questions and we answer them on the air. And so I hope that you will write us and let us hear from you, because we love hearing from you. If there's a special blessing to you out of one of the messages, especially write us and let us know about it. And then if there's a question about a message, write about that, because sometimes I can get things wrong. I am not perfect. There's only one, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, but we do our best, by the guidance of His Holy Spirit, to rightly divide the Word of God. Now, let me also give you one other thing to be thinking about. You say it's kind of early to be thinking about this, but let me put this in your mind right now. Many of you will travel to Florida either for spring break or for summer vacation, and so many people want to come and visit Disney World. There are other aspects that you want to visit, but Ocala is located right in the central part of the state of Florida, off Interstate 75. We are about 5 or 6 miles from the interstate, our church. We are at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue in Ocala. And we would love you to stop and visit us either on a Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night. Our Sunday morning service begins with Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our worship service at 11, and our evening service at 6 o'clock. And then also on Wednesday evening, our services begin at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, we also live stream these services so that you can watch it. If you do not have a church home, or if you're unable to attend church, you're shut in, then we would invite you to watch our services via live stream internet. Now, also, I just want to say, we really would love for you to visit us here. And when you do visit from out of state or from another community, let me know. Just come down to the front where I'm standing. Usually at the conclusion of a service, I'm standing right down there at the front. I'd love to shake hands. I'd love to meet people. So come on down and let me meet you and tell me that you are a listener and over which radio station you listen. That so thrills our heart, and we'd love to hear from you on that as well. So again, let me encourage you to come visit us in Ocala, Florida, in the coming summer, as well as the spring break that some people take in March. Well, let's go on to the Word of God now. And as we start, we're looking here at 1 John chapter 5, and let's consider those first two verses. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, then we love God and keep his commandments. Wow, that's pretty straightforward and right to it, but it tells it as it is. And I like that last verse. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And so I hope that you let that just sink into your heart and mind. Sometimes it's good to take verses like these first two verses and just meditate on them and think on them and ask God's Spirit to teach it to you and to help you to have a greater understanding of it. And I like to do that with Bible verses, and I hope that you do too. But now we look here at these verses, and beginning with verse 1, he said, whosoever believes that Jesus the Christ is born of God. The word is a word that is a state of being word. It is a fact. There is no argument with an evident truth. One simply acts on whether they believe the truth or not. My wife's dad died when she was 1 year old. He had tuberculosis, which we call TB. She and all her siblings were tested, and they tested positive, but it was dormant in them. But now, when you say TB or tuberculosis, that sickness seems to be so well controlled. We don't read as much of people dying from it here in America. But there was a day that when you said TB or tuberculosis, it was as saying to someone, you have cancer. And the point is, an evident truth of that day is she lost her daddy when she was 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day old. And he held her and knew her, but she doesn't remember her daddy. She doesn't know her daddy. But one day, because he knew Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, and she knows Christ as her personal Savior, one day she will see him in heaven. Because that's the promises of God. And so you might say this passage is a passage of hope and a guarantee. And just think, as you may one day be laying on a deathbed of the people that you may see, but above all, of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, seeing Him for the first time in His physically revealed, glorified body there in the heavenlies. Now, let me also say this. If you're not sure if you died today, that heaven's your home. You know, it's you die without Christ, then you're not saying see you later to your friends, and you're saying goodbye. I often say that at a funeral. You're either here to say goodbye, or you'll say see you later. And all depends on whether the one that died is saved and the one who is sitting there listening to the funeral is saved. So, I'm just saying there are evident truths. But yet, not all evident truth is believed. A preacher one day said to me, now this was a preacher, claimed to be fundamental. But he said he didn't see anything wrong with smoking. He says coffee is addictive also. Now, folks, I actually don't like coffee. I have never acquired a taste for it. I cannot stand the taste of coffee. I don't like coffee ice cream, coffee candy, coffee, or coffee anything. I just don't like that taste. But this man went on to say, coffee is addictive. And so what's the difference? Well, as I said, I would not disagree that coffee is disgusting to me. But how many coffee drinkers do you see cough and hack? How many coffee drinkers do you see with a cancer as a result of drinking coffee? Actually, there are some health benefits to coffee, I'm told. Now, people do their best to ignore evident truth. to justify their sins, they will ignore the most evident truth just to justify their sin. That smoker is still coughing 3 days after they bury him. Well, okay, not really. But, of course, on the other hand, that's just as legitimate to say they're still coughing 3 days later as it is to say there's no difference between smoking and coffee. Look, God cursed the ground. Now, I've told people when they say, preacher, you don't eat green leafy vegetables. You need to eat green leafy vegetables. And I often tell them something like this. Well, you know, I have a vitamin I take that has 10 different greens in it. They said, well, it's not the same. I said, I know, because the greens you eat have insecticides. Mine doesn't. Okay. But the real truth of the matter is most green leafy things I just don't like. Now, we could say God cursed the ground. So there is going to be some element, even in the best of vegetables, that is not good. But overall, green leafy vegetables is good for us. Now, I'm just saying that it is an evident truth that whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, folks, whosoever means whosoever. There are no qualifiers before or after the word or this verse to show differently. It doesn't say whosoever is elect. It says whosoever believeth. Now, it'd be dumb to say whosoever if they're not elected and therefore they can't make a decision because God just didn't elect them. He wanted them to go to hell. God created them to be sinners, to be filthy, to say the worst things out of their mouth, to kill babies through abortion, to drink, get drunk, to beat their wives, and wives to cheat on their husbands and things of that nature. I mean, we've gone down of all these sins, and you're saying, well, God created men to sin and live that way? And yet that's what they have to say. They have to own that if they're going to be honest. No. I don't know how many, some people have a harder time with things than others do. I don't know how many times you have to say whosoever to understand that the Bible means whosoever. I hear the same thing about the King James Bible. Well, it's difficult to understand. Oh, yeah, it was written on a fifth grade level. So the Bible on a fifth grade level is hard to understand. My friend, I don't think you're going to understand those other Bibles either. I was listening to a preacher the other day. Somebody gave me a CD, and normally when I find that it's on a guy that I know doesn't use the King James and is not fundamental, I just don't listen to it. But this one had a subject that they said some interesting things about, and I listened to the sermon.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.